know we've heard many times about the lamp brought on a lampstand. This is the first thought for myself. I don't know if you've imagined this as well. You know, lamps like that we have today as electricity, usually, and it's safe. Like, I know I have one of my, you know, behind my reclining chair that if I bump it, if I, you know, go back and get all the legs up and I bump it, it'll turn off. Now, I was thinking, I don't know if this is what Jesus was saying, but a curiosity. Is a lampstand, is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? Now, this is not an electrical light bulb or, you know, whatever, things like in our church right now. That those can't really start a fire. They could, I suppose, with electricity. But a lot of the lamps were like with candles or the oil. So I'm thinking, all right, so if somebody's not putting in a lampstand and puts it under a bed, I mean, first, you can't see anything. And that's the point, that Jesus wants to be put on a lampstand for all of us. And then couldn't like a fire start for that whole house? Or that person's life? Or if you go spiritually, in the spiritual world. You know, same thing under a bushel basket. If you put something with a candle or a lampstand like back then, if you're putting it under something else, it's not seen, and couldn't it start a fire? I mean, and then if that's what Jesus is talking, I don't know if this is my thought, but or my opinion, but what if Jesus was telling that to us as well? Not just hiding something, the good news, but putting it in the wrong spot because you're hiding it. What does that do for us? And he talks about the other challenging things for us too. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. He also told them, take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. And to the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And there I was thinking, you know, I don't think we're talking about money. I don't think we're not necessarily talking about, you know, possessions, but where we are in our spiritual journey. And in a special way as evangelists, that if we're telling us to put something on the lampstand to the world, we have to do that. That's our job. And if we do that, we are rewarded. In some way, maybe on earth, hopefully in heaven.